USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The rush to distribute nearly $350 billion in federal aid from the Small Business Relief Fund has resulted in the government sending billions to areas of the country with relatively few novel coronavirus cases. Businesses in Texas got more PPP loans than any other state, although Texas has the 10th biggest coronavirus disease caseload in the U.S. The owner of Ruth Chris Steakhouses got $20 million from the Small Business Loan Protection, despite having more than 5,000 employees. And construction businesses received the most aid of any industry from the PPP. Neil Barofsky, who oversaw a 2009 stimulus program, commented on CBS about the chances for smaller businesses to get these SBA loans.
Frankly, until all the established bank customers get their loans, they might not even be on the line.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The price of gas is still dropping, and Wendy King has the details.
Gas prices in the U.S. have fallen steadily in recent weeks to less than a dollar per gallon in some places, as fewer drivers are on the road due to coronavirus-related restrictions. AAA said Friday the national average for a gallon of gas is $1.83, which is a decline of 41 cents per gallon from a month ago and a full dollar cheaper than the average price a year ago. The cheapest gas is being sold in the Midwest, where the cost per gallon is $1.50 or less in several states.
Hawaii Governor David Ige has ordered the state's iconic beaches closed. He said many people are continuing to access the beaches, waters, and trails for social and recreational activities without proper social distancing during the COVID-19 crisis. However, Hawaii will allow people to cross the sand to engage in water sports, including the state's official sport, surfing. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hospitals in Japan are increasingly turning away sick people as the country struggles with surging coronavirus new infections and its emergency medical system continues to collapse. The Japanese Association for Medicine say many hospital emergency rooms are refusing to treat people, including those suffering strokes, heart attacks, and external injuries. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov discussed arms control and other issues as Moscow signaled readiness to include some of its latest nuclear weapons in the last remaining arms control pact between the two countries if Washington accepts the Kremlin's offer to extend it. The State Department says the two diplomats discussed the next step in bilateral strategic security dialogue. Pompeo emphasized that any future arms control must be based on President Donald Trump's vision for trilateral arms control that includes China, along with the U.S. and Russia. Seeking to avoid the bitter feelings that marred the 2016 Democratic Convention, Joe Biden's campaign is angling to allow Bernie Sanders to keep some of the delegates he would otherwise forfeit by dropping out of the presidential race. Under a strict application of party rules, Sanders should lose about a third of the delegates he's won in primaries and caucuses as the process moves ahead and states select the actual people who will attend the Democratic National Convention. The rules say those delegates should become Biden supporters as he is the only candidate still actively seeking the party's nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.